Latinas for Trump. Does that mean that Caroline is on the Trump train?
No. I just thought this video was really funny.
Is it a real video or is it a deep fake? Because there's a lot of memes and stuff coming out.
It's real.
There was one that 50 Cent tweeted out the other day. It was all bullshit. It was like AI, but it was pretty funny.
I don't think it's AI because I think a couple of people come on stage, Latinas, and they're like, oh, I'm for Trump. And,
Latina? Latina?
Yeah, Latinas.
Are you a Latina?
Latinos for Trump. I love that. Give me that song.
He's really good doing live events. He's been speaking live his whole life. Caroline on the Trump train. Make sure you switch back and forth, Chunk. Don't have it on me the whole time.
Colombia. And is this a setup? Did I ever meet you before? Huh?
I'm Hispanic and I vote for Mr. Trump. We vote for Mr. Trump.
Just say hello real quick.
Yes, I'm a Latina for Trump and I'm very proud to vote for Mr. Trump because he's for law and order.
Law and order.
And he believes, he wants things to be right. You have to come into this country legally. You can't just come in here.
Gotta follow laws.
Born in here. And you can't come just come in here and having illegal people costs $113 billion a year to support them. With that money, it should be for Americans, for veterans.
He's just like, he's like, I didn't say it. She did.
What do you think about that, Caroline?
Are
you a Latina for Trump?
I don't want to say the wrong things, but I don't know. I have a lot of things that I've been hearing about Trump are starting to sound like reasonable. Before, it was just a whole bunch of propaganda going, like, hating for Trump. But now, I mean, compared to Biden and what he has been
doing. The geriatric?
Yeah.
The debacle in Afghanistan, leaving our allies behind and let them get slaughtered by the thousands.
Yeah, and with the taxes and all of that, the rate, the freaking economy, I'm just like, he makes Trump seem way better.
Yeah, my friends that served over there and got blown up, it's like they all said it is treasonous. They lost a lot. They sacrificed a lot. And just to get out the way we did and just let it all go and let it collapse like that and not make sure we got everybody out and let them get killed and slaughtered, it's treasonous.
Yeah.
It makes us look bad. Because if you say, hey, side with us and we'll protect you, and then, oh, well, we're leaving. See you later. Oh, you didn't make it in time. Sorry, sucker. Good luck. And then they get murdered.
Yeah.
We've done that a lot. We did it in Vietnam, too.
And then the gas as well. That was like a huge thing, I feel. The gas just really ate.
Well, the only reason he was able to kind of keep prices down low this past year is because he drained the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Hmm. And so that thing was filled up back when oil was a lot cheaper decades ago. And he drained, I think, what was it, 70, 80% of it? Just so we could put additional supply of oil in the market and keep the prices low, and because that would help keep inflation down. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, now that he's mostly drained it, they stopped taking all the oil out, and so now the gas prices are and oil prices are creeping back up again.
It's like $5 now, $5 to $6.
Yeah, like I can easily afford it, but you know, the average person, it's like, you know, especially if you're driving and commuting a lot of miles to work, it's you feel that pain over the course of a month. That shit adds up,
right? And didn't, I don't know if this is true, but I think it was Biden that, or Trump, that wants to make the new law that companies have to pay for your tolls, the tolls or something, that it's included in your pay, that's going to be deducted from your pay or something like that?
Well, typically, the way the IRS looks at it is that you have to pay to get yourself from home to the office. Mm-hmm. And then once you get to the office, then any miles that you drive from the office doing company business, any tolls you encounter, obviously the company should reimburse you and they pay you by the mile. And what is it, 55, 60 cents a mile? What do you usually get? Well, you get reimbursement for that when you've done trips and retreats in Orlando. I think it's like 55 cents a mile that you're allowed to get. So if you drive 100 miles, you get 55 cents a mile or 60, whatever. That's 55, 60 bucks for gas and wear and tear in your car, depreciation, new tires. you know, change any oil, that kind of thing, insurance. Hmm. So you know, any driving you do for the company, you get reimbursed for. Tolls, all that stuff is included.
Is that Joe Biden's law, or was that?
Well, that's just the IRS. They allow you to, like, from a business, like, say I had you hop in your car and go run a bunch of errands, you know, pick up supplies or whatever for the company, then
right.
I would pay you for whatever miles you drove, any parking fees, any tolls that you had to pay. You submit your receipts, and then you get reimbursed.
Yeah, I remember when.
And then I could deduct that on the tax return as a business expense.
Yeah.
For the company.
I remember doing that for when I would go see Dominic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What was it, 55, 60 cents a
month? I don't remember.
You were just like, wow, that's a big check, Corey. Thanks a lot. I'm going shopping at the outlets. Woo!
I think I did,
yep. too. Yeah. Because I remember when I told you how much it was, you're like, ooh, that's a lot.
I'm like, are you sure?
You were excited. I can cut it in half if you want.
Yeah.